The Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center is not an art school. It's an educational program that offers an art experience using proven methods to re-engage students in learning that includes working in several art disciplines, including sculpture, drawing, painting, and digital multimedia. It's an exciting program that is working. And in the studio this evening is the CEO of CATC, Clara Martin. Welcome, Clara, to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's begin with a description of the center for those who aren't familiar with it.
Well, we're a nonprofit agency, and we're based on the principles of the Bill Strickland model, the Manchester Bidwell Center, which is located in Pittsburgh. And Bill started his model around the idea that the arts is transformative for at-risk kids. If you put kids in a first-class environment, treat them with respect, give them a message of strong success, that they'll rise to the occasion. So what we have done is taken those principles and built a program that is contextualized to Cincinnati's needs. We work with Cincinnati Public Schools, and when we were developed, our board decided that our mission was to use the arts to motivate at-risk teens from Cincinnati Public Schools to graduate, pursue higher education, or a career path. And so that's what we've been doing for the past 9 years. We've served over 2,500 students. We have an average graduation rate of about 90%. Cincinnati Public Schools is one of our largest supporters. We have 3 CPS on staff on loan, and this integration and this arrangement allows us to grant credits toward graduation.
Why and how do the arts basically level the playing field for students?
Well, the arts tap into a portion of the brain that typically kids don't always get to use in a classroom. They appeal to different modalities. Kids use their hands, their eyes. They get to interact with the medium. We are asking kids to learn about a particular thematic unit and then interpret it through their own life's experiences. It builds creativity, problem analysis, time management, organization. Our kids are put right alongside a master artist for extended two-hour sessions where they actually learn techniques and get to master the skills right alongside an artist who is working in the community, by the way. It's a very unique kind of a program. And like you said initially, our kids don't come because they're artists. They come because they actually need the credit. And with our kids, many of them are at risk and have had some limited success. And so in this environment, they come and they experience success firsthand, which is really a confidence booster. And then we can begin to talk with them about what their dreams are for the future. What we've seen with our teenagers is that once they graduate, some of them are college bound, and we've got data that says that at least 50% of them enroll in college. But we also know that 50% of them don't. And so in today's world, if you leave high school without being prepared for some type of career, life can be very challenging for you. So we started a program about 5 years ago. It was a fledgling program that was specifically with Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
Is this the Bridging the Gap?
This is the Bridging the Gap program. But it started out as just an agreement between CATC and Cincinnati Children's that they would take some of our high school seniors into entry-level positions, give them benefits and tuition reimbursement, and from there, they could be launched into a potential career. About 2 years ago, Leadership Cincinnati came to us and said, we see the value of this program and we'd like to use it as a class project. So they retooled the program, strengthened some components, added others, and formally named it the Bridging the Gap program. So this program helps our high schoolers transition from high school into the adult work world. We actually select those students mid-year of their senior year. We offer them a life skills program, which is 18 hours. Then they graduate. Then they go into Cincinnati Works, where they're given another curriculum in workplace competencies. And then they go into industry-specific training, which we pay for. So they can go and get an STNA certification, which is State Test Nurse's Aide. And they are prepared to go into an entry-level position in a local hospital. Or this year, we opened up a manufacturing piece. So we now have those two industry-specific pathways for our kids.
How do your students engage with local artists? You mentioned that the master artist that is working one-on-one with your kids is from the Cincinnati area, and there's also all our arts institutions. Mm-hmm. How are the kids engaging?
Well, first of all, we look for artists that, number one, are notable in their field. So every one of our instructors is a working artist. We also have arts in the community. We have field trips where we go out to galleries and we go to museums. And these are opportunities for the kids to take what they have learned and recognize it and interact with that curriculum piece in the community. Many of our kids have never been to the art museum. I really don't know about the galleries that are here, are not familiar with the rich cultural arts history that we have here. So that's one way. The other way is we have community engagement events. And we have people that come to us and say they are doing a benefit or an auction or they've got some type of event going on and they like art donated either for silent auctions or to display. Right now we have art donated to the Mashburn Center at Greater Cincinnati Foundation. We have art that has been placed in Marison Academy. We have art that's placed in Awakenings Coffee Shop in Hyde Park. We've had a show down at Duke Energy. So for our kids to create a piece of art when you really didn't consider yourself an artist at all, and then to find it displayed in one of these notable places is really another one of those confidence boosters. The other thing we do, which is very unique, is we have two art shows a year. And those art shows occur in December and the end of April. These are open to the public. They have kind of a dual purpose. They also serve as an opportunity for kids to bring their parents and siblings in and for school personnel to come in and see what the students have done. But we have an on-site gallery that is very much like an art gallery that you would find in the community. And the kids help to put this whole event on. They act as docents. They serve food. We create invitations. There's lighting. It's always around a particular theme that we've studied. There's music. We serve food and drinks. We sell art. And so it's just really a great event. And it's a great time for the kids to showcase their work and have an opportunity to interact with community members that they may not have otherwise interacted with.
Clara Martin, CEO of the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center. It's been a pleasure to have you here this evening. And I want to mention it's a high school program that is making a positive difference in the lives of hundreds of young people, as well as our community. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Anyone who is interested in more information about the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.